Shusamach Beis and Sukkochov Beis Adar Aleph Hetoshim Mem Aleph, February 26, 1981,
on Thursday. So we say by all the tefillos of Sukkot. So obviously we say Treva would also. The whole Sukkah is based upon all it. V'shemus al kedai toch lichalik v'shaser le'ar. So we could say that when the Gemara says that you can set up a Sukkah, all the four tefillos, on the basis of Rabbi, so it means if you set up the poles in the vertical direction. So you put here one pole, there, less than 3 tefachim, remove another pole, less than 3 tefachim, another pole, that's shas in the vertical direction. So there, that we know. But Arab, we could say no. Arab, we could say no. Why should there be a difference? We'll soon see, according to Mashos Pshat, in the big tesis of Pasabor, so tesis makes a distinction between shas and Arab. Why should there be a difference between Shas and Arev? So, in other words, because Shas, if you put out the poles in a vertical direction, so then you have in the Chitzen Natsgur. But you don't have over the whole side. But let's say if you set up one pole, so that's in the Chitzen, that one pole. What is a Lechi? A Lechi on the fourth side is just one pole. So that's in the Chitzen. But a lechi at one spot is not enough. It's only effective on the fourth side, let's say on the Shabbos. But on that spot it is a full mechitze. Masha'inkin, when you have shase, so you don't even have, without logo, you don't even have at one spot in mechitze. If you set it up in the vertical direction, so each pole by itself without logot is a mechitze on that particular spot. So you already have a mechitze natsgodi, but that's not sufficient. You have to have a mechitze all over. But so mele we say logot. Masheinke, to say shase mortal moments. So each pole, that is each logot, that is placed in a horizontal direction, does not represent the mechitza even at one spot. So maybe I could say that we do not say three lobot, or they lachshes, the tizke, b'shnei chavoy, shu b'yom yesach mitevach, v'amrim lobot, k'dash chom perik amadei rabim, v'makifim b'shnei chavoyim, V'ochev ishtayim sage. Here the Gemara says that on the basis of lovud, so he can set up a mat, a machzalas, that is four tefachim plus, and he puts it up, let's say, pochas mishleisho from the kalk, and pochas mishleisho from the schach. So I'll be logo twice. So it is ten tefachim monepshech. If we apply logo in more than once, so why does he have to use to set up the machzeles of four tefachim plus? He can just take two chabolim, two logos. Please give me shnei chabolim shuvim yesh amitem. In other words, he'll take two chabolim and he'll put one chevel. He'll set up in a horizontal plane. He'll set up less than 3 tefachim from the karka. So together with this chevel, so it's already four, and then 3 tefachim removed, 3 tefachim removed, so it's almost 7, it's a little less than 7, and then he'll put another chevel, that is a tefach plus. And that is less than 3 tefachim from the schach. So, by applying load, so you'll have in Chitze a Deife of Ten Tvachi. Why does he have to set up a Deife? Why does he have to set up a Deife of 4 Tvachim plus? Really, actually, it is given Shnei Chavolim Shuri Yesam Tefach. ואמינו מוקו, כי דאש כל פרי כמה דערב, דמקיבי בשני שחבולים, והוכה, בשניים סד. So they are מגבי שבלס. So you have to have three חבולים בכל הפוחס. Because גבי שבלס you don't have a נשחח. In order to say מוקות, so in other words we say that this extends to where? It doesn't extend to the sky, till the Orkia. So it extends till something else that is within a distance of less than 3 tefachim. So Rabbi Shabbos you have no room. So the Mele, there is no schach. So in order to set up al dilobut a mechitze of 10 tefachim Rabbi Shabbos by setting up rows on the horizontal plane, you have to have at least 3 rows. Mashaike Gabisuke, since you have the schach. So if you set up 2 rows, this row, and then the other row, and the other row is less than 3 tefachim from the schach. So maybe it extends. It extends. So you only need two rows. Woche Bishnaim Sag. So Teisa says, Ramuhin and Hosom, the Tiro Elobishayo. So the Gemara says that we are only matir 3 rows, a mechitza of three rows, biarev only bishayot. But otherwise, so of course, I mean the distinction when there is a group of people going together, so there is a very important purpose for them to be mitalteh. Because they are working together. In other words, only the Chachomim are only matter. B'shasatzirach. So, but if it's not a shasatzirach, not. So that's why here Ravina says that we need a machzeles abo mash. Kitaya yim sugeideo. Because they are away. She yocheleima. שני ריבודים, היו קו בו עם אחר שיבו ומאג'ו, ומעמיד על פוחס משלי שו, סומך לקר כקח בי וקונטרס, נאו, תייס ועשה דיפרן גירסה, דרש, it probably was a different version, because Rashi, our Rashi doesn't say that, our Rashi says, not מעמיד על פוחס משלי שו, סומך לקר כה, but in Taylor he saw, so he said, בשביל די להגבי הערבי, שיוחדים ראשים לבולים, כאילו כבוי מחצר השיב או משהו, הוא מעמיד לו בפוחס משלי שסומך לשחח. תייסס לא נמצא בפוחס משלי שסומך לקרקע. But obviously, תייסס said it's different gears in Rashi. It's a different madura problem. So he said, כך פיר לקונטס, אבל לכל הספור, אם תעשינו, מה יקום משהו למשל שיר, תפעלה ישראל, מה יהיה למטו כרבייס, לפי חוק צורך לפורש, ומעמיד לו, למה יהיה לפוחס משלי שסומך לשחח. That's Rashi's chat here. But he says that another girl saying Rashi. Abba, you go be a half an hour at Cheo. She go be a little bit of a speech in the Mechitz of Tuyo Matar. So he says obviously had a different Madura of Rashi. But the Rashi here says the same thing that he says. Pass up all. So in other words, before Rav Chizla, Rav Yimai discussed the case of the Machzeles that he set out like this. Now, when the logwood is in the vertical direction, logwood from here to here, and logwood from here to the schach. But now he discusses the din, Rabbanu discusses the din of Pasabo. So there, it's logwood, in other words, from the corner, so he puts up less than 3 tefachim from the corner, so it's not good in the horizontal direction. The parable by the Mechayah Hoshin Pass will reveal I referred to the stasis before, and then I mentioned the Mogavon, but we have to go over the Mogavon inside. There's a big thing that the Mogavon mentions in the stasis. Alright, the Pocket Mishlechus on the day. Mitzvah Sukkah Bishtei Tfamei is Bishutei Kulam Oroye Guru Rupiyot in Trabore Dham Shtad Yil Choso Hayek in Gav Vim Achaz Na Tfamei Shleimis Unsinu Mizrochis Meikel Eila Haytas Habo Masho Mitzadore Mitzatofim Bipot Mishlei Sholi Dek Mizrochis Vim Nechshab Kisoso Viyesh Gam Shtei Tfamei Shleimis Vitrino Lili. So, this is the Sikashi, the Gemara says here, that if you have one day from here, so, then you put this day in, less than 3 tefachim from the corner. So it's considered like we work together, by applying the Allah of Wolf. So, the Timur, lo moli pas abo, yase pas shnei tefachim. Here the Gemara says, that on the basis of Lovud, so he has to set up a pass of 4 tefachim and put it, so he has to put a pass above plus, above 4 tefachim plus, and put it less, in much less than 3 tefachim from the corner. So then, by applying Lovud, we have a dayfin of 7. And it's even together, by applying Lovud. But it has to be above plus. Why does it have to be above plus? Retainably, look to take a normally pass at work. Yes, it actually for it. We are then who, some of the day, we are Christians for him for his life. We are the Pasachas, shall stay for him. In other words, he can put a defect here of 2 tefachim, then he'll move away less than 3 tefachim, and then he'll put up another defect of 2 tefachim. So together, by applying Lovud, it will be 7 tefachim. Lovud pass abo, yase pas tefachim, yam benu samach ledeipen, viyam kishoi shen tefachim pomes mashu, viyam upachese shoshen tefachim o mashu, dichabosi poren bifere kamer ilam, domar av yude, mo beishu rochit des vob am, marchik shte yamei, veise pas gimu amei, veise pas gimu amei, so memele, so, if it's Malchit Shteyameis, and there is a pass in the Mobe, so, if it is, the Pesach of the Mobe can be a maximum, can be poles, a maximum of Tenah. But if it's poles more than Tenah more, the Pesach of the Mobe, then it's possible. So it has to be Might. Now here the Pesach, let's say, this is the Pesach of Mobe. And it's 15 hours. So it's possible. So he has to reduce it to 10 amma. So what should he do? So he says, Malchit Shtei Ameis. He is Malchit Shtei Ameis here from the corner. And he puts up a pass of 3 ameis. There is a pass, Gimel Ameis. There is a pass, Gimel Ameis. So the melee. So how much poles is remaining? Remains from year to year, only 10 hours. Now, 10 hours is all right, that's the maximum. It cannot be mashu more than 10 hours. Now, since this pass is 3 hours and this is 2 hours, so over this stretch, so it's in the Mugubala poles. So maybe it's considered as if it had been completely this stretch, because this is 3 and this is 2. So it's a bit more about so it's like our head of Rubik Kule, it's considered completely. So now we have to imagine as if we had a pass of 5, and the rest that is called is just 10. So it's all right. So, Uporich Vama Yase Pasamu Mechzo, Vial Chichteyamis, Vyase Pasamu Mechzo, Vyase. So the Gemara gives it Eretz, Osa Avira the Haigise, with the Haigise and Vato. But here we couldn't give the Teretz. We literally knew Yochek in Mishan also. Because I've read the Haikis and the Haikis and Vadoi. The Yochek of Apoches Migimu Kolobodome. The Havli Kisoso. When can we say, Osavir, the Havli say, the Havli say, if it's fleet for him or more? So it's Avir. But if the Avir is less than fleet for him, so then on the basis of Lovel, it's considered that there is no Avir. There is no guilt. So the Mele, the philosopher, Fani Sasuke Kone Kone Bipokas Mikimokshel, Kitanya Leel, Dapin Suke Kidavin Shabbos, will actually Kone Havele Gimotrochi. So the Mele, why does he have to set up a pass of four Trochim plus? Let him set up a pass of three Trochim, then move away, less than three Trochim, and then another pass of three Trochim. Another pass of three Trochim. And we couldn't say yourself here the Haggis and the Haggis say, because the Avir that is between this pass and this pass is less than three Trochim. So there is no Avir and the Haggis and the Haggis say. So together, so we should be able to be tariff two Trochim here and two Trochim here, so together it's four. Four. So the Mele, it would be a good day then. That's the discussion. The way the Mogadrom understands the Rav. The way the Mogadrom understands the Rav. And the Mogadrom understands Stasis also the same thing. But the Rav says that this whole halacha that the Gemara mentions, the Abzayim, David Sukkot in David Shabbos, so actually we call the Chavir and Gimut Vochim. So the Rav does not say it explicitly. But that's the way the Mogadrom understands the Rav. That when can we set up the chitzes on the basis of lovut, only if you set up lovut on all the four sides. In other words, on all the four sides. You set it coming here on this side, and it coming here, and coming here, and coming here, and then on this side, and on this side, and on that side. But suppose you don't set up coming, removed, one from the other, less than three trochim, on all the four sides, but only on three sides, and the fourth side, you leave completely cold, even though the halacha is that so we don't need it even on the fourth side. So that is only good if you have actual chitzes without recourse to all. Manage parties on three sides. Even though on the third side you just have one tefa beitem, so it's good mechitzah. But suppose you set up on two sides, you set up, let's say, come here, come here, come here, removed from each other by less than three trochim. And on that side also, come here, and then here you set up in the tefah, so then the sukkah is full. In other words, if you set up come on all the four sides, moved away by less than three trochim, then it's all right. That's the ranch. So it takes the says, and he says, "Vin shal chayach lechalim klal, bin sukkah shal gimut fanis li sukkah shal." That's what this is the kasha. Veit kasha tev, di bishnei pas, she yeish v'chol echot, chotzi tefach o mashu, sage, di meike chad v'pochas mikimu somach l'zeifen, v'yidoch meike, v'pochas mikimu somach l'reishen, l'reishen. In other words, if you have a deifen here, so why do you have to set up a deifen of fourth vochim plus? You can set up just two tfanis of heavy tevach plus. So, and move it way less than three tvachim. And then, move way less than three tvachim, and set up another defect of Efet Tefach Klos. So by applying Lovut, we'll have seven. We'll have the vacant spaces, the two vacant spaces together, is six Tvachim minus two Mashus, and then we have here two Mashus. Hefet Tefach and the Mashu, and the Hefet Tefach and the Mashu. So it's a Tefach together. So it's a Tefach and two Mashus. So when you have a six minus two Mashus plus one Tefach, two Mashus, so you have seven. So why does he have to set up a Deifen of four Tvachim plus? Now, what's in the pshat in cases? It's very upstream. Now, there is a very long mashal, but instead of going through the whole long mashal, the Rav Avraham mentions the mashal's pshat b'kitza. I once mentioned that Rav Avraham. Now, there is a very big chiddush in that Rav Avraham. Simen Tov Chesh Lamed. Sifal. So the Rav Avraham said as follows. Amrinon b'sei Dr. Zayin. Pas dalet to Mashu Meikon Lepokas Begimu Lepepe. Umata Mishimi. Because you are Tein Sve Svirale. The Amrinon Beis Kil Chosu. Beis Kil Chosu. Bitein Le Diyase Beis Kanim Shish Kolechot Chotzi Tema Chomashu. Umeike Chad Pokas Begimu Somach Lepepe. Vashem Yim Pokas Begimu Lepepe. So in other words, because the Chachomim Achilik Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, Achilik Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, in order to have a good mechitzah on the basis of Lovut, so you have to set up on the basis of Lovut poles on the vertical plane and move the way less than 3 tefachim from each other, and on top of these poles you'll have to set up strings or ropes or coming, you can set up poles on a horizontal plane. So it has to be a combination of poles in the vertical plane, and on top of that you have to set up poles or strings or ropes, wires on a horizontal. That's a basic rabbi. Well, the Chachamim say that you can just set up poles on a vertical plane, and that's all. So, how does Tesa say that that's the reason as to why it will not be effective by setting up, let's say, two poles of Hefet Tefach plus each, and one is moved away from the corner less than Tefach, and the other one is moved away from the other pole, is moved away from the first pole less than 3 tefachim, because it will only consist of vertical poles, not a combination of shase and aret, of shase and aret. Aber dann kann man die Kolle von Juan Mechitza die Suki, ich weiß nicht, wo er sei, aber Mechitza, aber, so der Machscho says, aber Mechitza shall aret, poches, mit Gimuloi. So he says, der Chachomi, Machel, kann Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudeh, whereas Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudeh requires that there should be a combination of how vertical poles and horizontal poles, and suppose you just have vertical poles without horizontal poles on top of them, so it's not even mechitze. So the Rabbanan say, even if you just have vertical poles by itself, it's a good mechitze. Masheinke, if you just have horizontal poles, so then, even according to the Rabbanon, it will not be effective. That's what the Mashal says in the Mishnah. V'chein kotz v'rosh pe'el v'ei sinemen. V'zeu, so the Rabbanon says, v'zeu, d'ir ha'bon, שביעבד ולמחמד, כיבל מחמד ובשיום, ובשעסר מחמד, אף אגב ולמחמד ובשיום, ויורם, ויורם כוסף, because things are said before, things are said before, that as far as the מחיצה of Kabbalim is concerned, לא יתירו אלו בשיום, לא יתירו אלו בשיום. So, since it's Leitiru El Bishayove, so Memele, by Sukkah it's not affected. So, he has the kashe, how is it that the Be'arev, so it's Leitiru Mehameh, by Sukkah, since by Shabbos it's only affected Bishayove. And Bishase, so it's affected by Sukkah. Even though that Bishabbos, it's only affecting Bishayom. The Aram Kosav Gabi Pazdale Gumashu Bisukra Asuya Timo Ben Mayer Vidapke Bipazdale. The Ram is an Aogimor Vidapke Bipazdale Vike Beine Ichio Ro Avu Bitefa Umeitali Bimitze Poches Migimo Laham Gise Poches Migimo Laham Gise Loisad Kim Dileke Beine Ichio Ro Ad Kalashi Bechim Kosav Gabi Yitzrich Nami Tzoros HaPesach Diboye Tefach Sheikhi פוחס מגימו, ביצור לספס השולדל, וחיים כוס מגוי מיימו, ובין זין פוחי בנהח שעסוקי, ובין כאים צור חוימה, הוד נתניה, דמחנה, קונה פוחס מגימו, חיימי כשאיסי דאו את פאמיס, אבל כשאיסי גימו את פאמיס, בו יבי שלימיס, דאבים, ושמיש לבטר, ביצור לספס, וחיים כוס מגרם בהבי, גם לבי סקיו חוסן, אין שם, ואם כאים אינו צריך לדוח עם דבר הדיצס, ואימא, שהם שלוי עלים ויהיו חסק, מושי כוס מגרשו, אלו גם הם סבירים, כאילו להם מחיצה, אלו בשיורי, כמו שכוסף שימא, שין סמך, לא יחד מחיצה גמורה, לא ימחן אלו כי יש דלת פאמליס בקונה, קונה פוחס מגילו, וכי משמע ביטור, סיב זיין, וכי כבונס הראש והטור, ומה שכוסף תנסס, שהנחילו הריקדים בידים הם סבור. So in other words, there is a machlokes between the mafsho and the mogavrom, the pshat and tinsus darets. The mafsho says the pshat tinsus darets, tinsus says the kashe, why does he have to set up a pass of dalet tvochim plus? Less than three tvochim from the corner, he can just set up two poles of half a tefach plus from the corner and then move away again a little less than three tvochim and set up another pole. So, and then Taisa said in the Kashe, Vein Shayach Lichalev Bin Sukkah Shal Gimut Fanis Bin Sukkah Shal Abon. Who she takes there? That's the sheet of the Ram. So then Taisa says, Mishin Abon, I said, Barak Abadir, Echol Mechitze Shemi Shal Shasa Be'alev, Eile Mechitze, Vein Oyu Shnei Pasi, Shem Yechol Echot Abbo, Havale, Ki Mechitze Shal Shasa. So, Havale, Ki Mechitze Shal Shasa. So the Masho says that the Pshat in Tisvis is that even though the Gemara says that he can set up a mechitze on the basis of Lomos completely, so that's only if it is a mechitze that is set up in the vertical type, on the vertical plane. So then it's all right. Masha'in came if he sets up a mechitze. So he says, so, v'im v'chof v'im. Now the Machzis HaShekel explains the whole Masho. So he says, "Oh, Rotor Yashiv Abraisi Shibira Teisishon Itani Bisuke Teich Nisuke Kidei Bishabes Uvilvachim Bikol Machaveri Gen Tochim Wir haben zuerst mal die Mutter Lassis von Chitz nach Sukkal bekannt. Nun, sie haben keine Chaber im Mutwoche. Die Chitz ist als Schasser und Chut, Mahan. Weil sie kostet mal schon, weil eine Rabbi ist für Rabbi Judi. Die schon bei ihrer wird nicht Rabbi ist für Rabbi ist für Rabbi Judi, Rabbi ist für Rabbi Judi. Wie Jochim ist ein Jorge, da in die Buch Nihonim, sie schockt so mit Bikon. Wie Kief und Chitz ist ein Tauti, auch die Aljodo. Wie Osa am Chitz auch bekannt. Sie haben wir nach der Chaber im Mutwoche. Der Heine Schasser. Oy al khavon im rohbe ve im khavon al khavon im tvoch im dal nar svir un rab yude ve im od mer od im shmai ve hut al kalka un khitz tkhu is alo kim so sein ot le mach un ya hetet mal ve kim so mis sein abu ve im od mer od shos mit khoy im shayoro hut al hem ve hat al un khitz tkhu is kontsel ve rab yis rab yude svir le da kim shayoro mi hut al kontsel fun kim so sein un khlekh da im tzu sheiso u posak shon rab nach mit rab yude u svir un atitses Die Sukkot jesch le din shayores, die Masche huta bi shayores, ke di zorchot, afu nisa mis sasayim kolechot, kol kach jesch le hata bi Sukkot, mishu mitzah Sukkot. Im kin rabi yudin tzvirolo, di kaimu en kabose, di matirim le shayoro le chitzit huiz, da hain le shal shase oi shal aret kol zorchot, ho adin bi Sukkot afu yochi, di kabose asir preis le rio, di matir bi Sukkot le chitzit shal konen kamen, vho di hitzrich. Rabame pas daule, di sani bikonin, Die Kusche sagt, das ist der Wort von diesem Tikkun. Gam Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Yude, aber Rabbi Kamen Kavose, und Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Yude, kiven der Atem, wie Shayore, und Huta Ponzon, von der Uden Chitzes Gues, Hoabin, und Huta Bissu, Avo, und Chitzes Shalare, Hozolemba, und Bob Yashi, was ich konnte sagen, ich habe mich gesehen, aber heute Oma, Rabbi Chitze, macht so was da, in der Masche, und der Bissu, und der Bissu, und Tolu beemza, pokas mit ihm und trocken und mat, das sommer klikalko, pokas mit ihm und mai, das sommer beschach. Weine, din am Muska bis ich des, wie ich schon hatte Israels. Hossage bis nicht abholen, kolach und trocken, trotz der Tepa von Maschu, und mei kechat sommer beschach, pokas mit ihm und trocken, wascheni, sommer klikischen, pokas mit ihm und trocken. Ich glaube, das sommer klikalko, pokas mit ihm und trocken, aber mich hitzig auf ihr so. Die Tiere ist hatte Israels. Hot am Gino, am Gino, also mehr, wo die Tiere und Bashayore, atkau ich in hatte Israels, והיינו גיבור נהיר ודחת זי, וזה קשו למשהו, דעד הרב, ואמרים לו מה בהוטה בשיורו, הוטה גם בסוכו, כי דאמרים לו גם בקונה קונה פוחס מגמות רוחים, ולסלי גוז לו גם בישראל רב יהודה, דוקי סלעת איסוס מהוטה גם בשיורו, ולגבי בישראל רב יהודה, אבל בשיורו מהוטה, ועל כורחו, תחת איסוס עזו לרב יהודה, ועל זה כוסף לשו, דידת כמחיצה של שעשה מהנה בסוכי, והיינו קונה קונה פוחס מגמות רוחים, אבל של עבד, דהיין על די חבורים, אפילו לרב יהודה דהותה גם כמישיורה, מקום בו כמגורה משעשה לא יהודה בסוף. This is the משוס פשעתי. But then, the מוגברון says that the פשעת מתנס וסיס, the פשעת מתנס וסיס, that even in the חיצה of coming, in the חיצה of coming, on the basis of Lovud, is only effective when he sets it up on all the four sides. But if he sets it up only on three sides, not. And even though Teisve said before, v'in shayach l'chalei klau, v'in suke shal gimut vanis, v'in suke shal abo, so that was Teisve's assumption in the kashe. But because of this kashe, so Teisve came to the same conclusion as the Ram. In other words, that when can we set up a mechitze on the basis of Lovut by setting up poles all over, only if he sets up the poles and not the four sides. But if he sets up the poles only on three sides, now what's the pshat? So we explained it last time that because actually in Sukkah there are two halachas. One is that the Sukkah has to be sosum from all four sides, and the Raya is from the Gemara of Miki. The Gemara says Miki the Habit Deifim. We Shabbos have a day from Misuki. Have a day from Misuki. So the question is, according to the Rambam, so we have Shabbos, we have to have in order to become a Mishtayochi. It has to have four mechitzes. And by Suke, three mechitzes are enough. So how can we say, Mika da have a day from, we Shabbos have a day from Misuki? So we say that by Suke too, there is a requirement that the Suke should be sosu on all four sides. On all four sides. We see Rav Shimon says, Sholishkil Choson, Urvi Zakhle Tepach. So the Rabbon Achilik, so they are only Achilik that we do not need four actual mechitzes, but just three actual mechitzes. But so it has to be a no foresight. So the melee, we can apply the halacha of Nige. Nige had a day from the Shabbos, had a day from the Sukkah. Even though by Shabbos, according to the Rambam, without four mechitzes, it's not a Rishtayochi. The answer is, and by Sukkah, you only need three mechitzes. The answer is, by Sukkah, it also has to be also a no foresight. But halacha is, if you have two full mechitzes, two full actual mechitzes, and one actual mechitza of itefa, so then it's considered that the foresight is also Paul, is also Soso. But so the melee, if it's a mechitza, Kabishabes, so it's also Manol, foresight, Kabishabes, it's considered Misoso, Kabisuketu. And then the Rai is from the Shitas Achiloch. The Shitas Achiloch is that even though the Aloch is Shtayim to Choson, the Shitas Achiloch, but you have to have a tzumas at Pesach, not only on the third side, but even on the fourth side. And Rabbi Avraham in the hall has the same sheet. So the melee, so in other words, the aloha of Lovud is not an actual mechitzi. Lovud. But there is aloha of Lovud that is considered tzosot. So Lovud only implies that if you have a pole here, then less than 3 o'clock and move another pole. So on the side where you have the coming, so it's considered tzosot. But Lovud does not imply that if you have a pole here, and a pole here, and a pole here, that this side is also tzosot. Lovud only implies that it's also on the place, on the side where you have the coming. But if you have coming here, and no coming here, so you couldn't say that it's also here. But if you have actual mechitzes, not on the basis of Lovud, so then there's the aloha that even the fourth side that is poets completely is also considered awesome. But if you have on three sides, you just have coming, not actual mechitzes, and the fourth side is completely poets, so then we cannot say that on the basis of Lovud, so even the fourth side that is completely poets is also awesome. On the basis of Lovud, we say that on this side, when Kamei is also, even though there is vacant space, so we consider it also, but not be Mokimachir that is also. That's why the Ram and Tesla say, according to the Mogadon Shite, that when is it good to set up families on the basis of Kamei, Vochas and Yimut Vochem removed from each other, only if you set up Kamei among the four sides. But if you set up coming only on three sides, so then it's not a Sukkah Chero, because in order to be a Sukkah Chero, it must have been deemed because it's also on all the four sides.
Gimel in Sukkah, Chaf Hei Adar Aleph, Hei Tov Shin Mem Aleph, March 1, 1981, on Sunday.
So you can set up Tasechot Shal Shnei Tzvachim. Umashu. So not only Shnei Tzvachim, this is at the end another Kasha. So when he says, Shnei Pasim Shnei Tzvachot Chotzitev Umashu, Sagi. In other words, if you have two passes, and each pass is a chotzitzeva chomashu, and each pass is removed from the other pass, a little less than three tvochim, so fulogu, we have a day of an obzayah. So then Tesla gives a character. Mishim yadrim b'shit, v'etami le'yelabim, v'chol mechitza she'im l'shol shase v'arem, ein mechitza, v'im hoyu shnei passim, So there is a machloket between the Marsho and the Mogavon in the Pshat and the Tesis. Now, the Marsho, but you have to know the Gemore. The Gemore in Erev. Now, the Gemore in Erev, if you have a Gemore in Erev, so turn to the Gemore in Erev. So the Gemore that Zion on the base. So the Mishnah says, "Makipin shleisha chavoyim zelam ma'ilam zem zelam ma'ilam zem." Uvilubatzli mechavu lechavir shleisha tvochim. Shir chavoyim vuvi and yesach otepach. Ki shehakla asor tvochim. In other words, that means that you can put up rows, and you put up one row. Let's say that the tepach plus has the width of the tepach plus. So and you put it up. Just a little less than 3 tvachim from the karake. Then, a little less than 3 tvachim from the first row, you put up another row that has a width of the tepach plus, and then, a little less than 3 tvachim from the second row, you put up another row that has the width of the tepach plus. So 3 tepachs plus, so in other words, so you have already 3 tvachim with 3 pluses, and then you have the distance of a mashu less than 3 tvachim, a mashu less than 3 tvachim, so the melee you have 10 tvachim. That's applying logwood on the average plane, on the horizontal plane. This is what the Mishnah said at first. And then, makifin dikoni, ugruvachla yibin koni lechavir shal shetvachim. This is applying the din of logwood on the vertical plane. You set up one corner here, and then a little less than 3 tvachim, another corner, and so on. So that's on the vertical. So the Mishnah says, b'shayor of people. Only when you have a shayor of 3 people. So that's considered a tera, a shasa krak. But if you have a whole group of people walking together, so the male and the hachomim are making. But mashayim ke, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. But if you have just a yochid, one person, he wants to set up a mechitze, so then it's not enough to set up this kind of mechitze, just shase by itself or arah by itself. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, hachomim emrim, lo yidivro b'shayim lo behem. So even a yochid can use this kind of mechitze. Kol mechitze sheni shal shase v'shal arev, ein mechitze. So divrei Rabbi Yehuda, so Rabbi Yehuda says, in order to set up an effective mechitze, you have to set up coming in a vertical plane, and then chavonim also coming on a horizontal plane. So then it's a good mechitze. In other words, if you have, let's say, one mechitze here, and one mechitze like this, and like this, so then you don't have any hole, any avir, any piyotze, in any one dimension, three tvachim. But if you just set up on a vertical plane, so you don't have any space of three tvachim on a horizontal plane, but you have on a vertical plane, you have vacant space on the rokia. So that's not a mechitze. Only if you make a mechitze on a vertical plane, with a lovut and on a horizontal plane. So then, you don't have any vacant space of three tvachim, but a pleasant three tvachim. So, divrei kol mechitza sheni shlosha atzim shel aref ein mechitza. Divrei Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda. V'chachomim eimrim echot mishnei dvarim. A mechitza exclusively of shasim is good enough. A mechitza exclusively of aref is good enough. Then the Gemara, esikash. Here Rabbi Yehuda says, b'shayro divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That b'shayroim yochid vod. So that means that the yochid cannot resort to a mechitze of just of shase or just of bar. B'shayroim yochid vod. But Tanya, a yochid cannot resort to a mechitze just of shase, just of bar. Only in shayore. But Tanya, Rabbi Deimer from mechitze Shabbos, loitiru yochid yesam b'sosayim. B'sosayim means an area, a shetach, of 100 amor by 50 amor. Because one saw, one besaw is 50 amo by 50 amo. And two besaw, so sayin means two besaw, is 100 amo by 50 amo. So that's an area of 5,000 amo squared. So sayin is an area of 5,000, 50 times 100. So it's an area of 5,000 amo squared. So, Vatayah Rabbi Deiva from Chit Shabbos will tell Yochid Yisam Beisosai. So Rabbi Deiva is making even regarding Yochid to set up a Mechitze just of Shasa or a Mechitze just of Arab over an area of Beisosai of 5,000 Amos square. Kidom Rab Nachman. So it's a spirit. Here the Mishnah implies Bishai Modi. So the implication is the superficially it appears that the implication of the Mishnah is that the Yochid has no heter to resort to a mechitze of exclusively shase or exclusively are. Only Shayor can resort to a mechitze that is exclusively shase or exclusively are. But the Yochid not. And then the Braise says that the Yochid can only resort to a mechitze exclusively shase or exclusively are to the extent of an area of 5,000 amos square, but to the extent of an area of 5,000 amos square, he can resolve. Kidom Rav Nachman mitem Rav Bibe, Rabbi, lo yitzchecha lo mitnu em kol tzolchon, hochenane litnu em kol tzolchon. So in other words, that when the Mishnah implies that only the Shayore Dibu, but the Yochid cannot resolve to a mechitze that is exclusively shase or exclusively are, but the master mechitze that represents a combination of shase and are, so he means koto. In other words, if he wants to set up mechitze over an area, an unlimited area, so then a yochid must set up a mechitze of shase and are together, not just of shase or not just of are. Machaikin, if he wants to set up in Mechitze, Yochid wants to set up in Mechitze for a limited area of base society of 5,000 Tamo square, so then, even a Yochid Rabbi Yehuda is made it, he can set up such a Mechitze. And the Shayor, a group means at least three people. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, they can set up a Mechitze that is exclusively Shase or exclusively Vareh, with an unlimited area, even more than Beis Hasayim, and even more than Sitzot. This is what he was. Then the Gemara says, Kidom Rav Nachman mitem Rabbi Barabai mitzvah 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 Rav Nachman mitem Rabbi Barabai ahod itna kol mechitze shini shol shase ve'are ve'in mechitze. Dibre Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, umi Omer Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehoche, v'atanye achot yochid v'achot shayore. So Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, we have three mandomas in the Mishnah. We have the Chachomim, we have Rabbi Yehuda, and we have the son of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda is the biggest machmir, the Chachomim are the biggest mekilim, and Rabbi Yehuda is in between. So according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah says, kol mechitze sheni shel shas v'shel arev ein mechitze. So that implies that even if you have a whole shayor, a whole group of Jews traveling, so they cannot set up a mechitze that is exclusively shase or exclusively are. They must set up a mechitze that represents a combination of shase and are together, but not exclusively shase. So this is what the principle of Yudei implies in the Mishnah. But then the Braisa says, Umiyom ala principle of Yudei Hoche, that Yudei Shalom cannot resort to a Mechitze, that is exclusively Shasa Yudei Arev, Vatani Yachod Yochid Vata Shayoro, Lechabomi, Umadu Yochid Shayoro, Yochid Meisner in Yisosai, Shnayim Meisner in Yisosai, Gimu Masim Shayoro, Vinesim in Bishenish, Dibur Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Yude, Rachom Neimri, Rachom Yochid, Rachom Shayoro, Neislem Tosokon, Uvulvachel, Visesayim Tonu, Amar Rav Nachman, Visayim Rav Yude, Rav Baye, Loi Nitzrich El Ritei Lahem Tosok. Loi Nitzrich El Ritei Lahem Tosok. So, Gemara is saying that Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Yude, he says that Kom Nechite Sheni Shal Shase Vishal Arel, in Nechite, even vis-a-vis in Shayot. So they cannot say that in Mechitza it is exclusively Shasa and it is exclusively Arab, for an unlimited area. But that for a limited area, so they can say that. What's the limited area for a group of three people? So it's three base. It is Beishesh. Sheisok, in other words. So, according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudin, for an unlimited area, for a very extensive area, you cannot set up in the Chitzeh that is exclusively Shas or exclusively Am. But, for a Yochid, so he can set up in the Chitzeh that is exclusively Shas or exclusively Am to the extent of Beis society. So we give them, we can set up a mechitza that is exclusively Shas, exclusively Arev, based on Sayim Gimel. And for a Shayore, so we can set up a mechitza exclusively Shas for an area that is Beishesh. But an unlimited area, not. So in other words, whereas the Chachomim say, that Bein Yochid, Bein Rabbi, Bein Yochid, Bein Shayore can set up in Mechitza that exclusively Shase and exclusively Are, even for an unlimited area. But even the Chachomim say, Chachomim Yachod Yochid HaShayore, Neislim Tozov, that means even an unlimited area, who will watch or behave the society in front. In other words, let's say, suppose they have they need a reshus, an enclosure of, let's say, base asor, of asor abisor, or they need of base hamish, of hamish abisor. So then according to Chachamim, as long as they need that kind of an extensive area, so they can set up a mechitze that is exclusively shas, exclusively out. But suppose they need only an area with the tishbeis of society, and they set up the mechitze over an area of two be society. So then it's not a problem. In other words, even though, because even the Chachamim, they only say that a mechitze that is exclusively shas or exclusively arev, so neislim kotzoch, no matter what area is needed for their tzoch. But suppose a smaller area is needed for their tzoch in order to accommodate their needs, and they set up a mechitze over a larger area than what is needed to accommodate their needs, so then a mechitze that is exclusively shas or exclusively arev is not effective. So he said, "Literally, control from. We shall basically be shall we be signed for no shall we keep who ye serve your control from base aside." So we have three shittes. So we have the biggest machmir is Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yude, and Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yude says that a yochid can only set up in the chitzen that is exclusively shasa, exclusively arev, to the in an area of base aside. A piece of sign. Two people can set up in the Chitzel, the Susan, the Shasak, the Arab, in an area of Beis Gimel. And if it's Shayore, so we can set up in the Chitzer as soon as the Shas we are for an area that is a Beis Shisha. Beis Shisha. And not more. And not more. That's the Beis Rabbeinu, who is the biggest machlokes. And then the Chachamim are the biggest Mikilim, but even they mention one Chumrah. So Bein Yochid, Bein Rabbi, so can set up in the Chitzel exclusively Shas, exclusively Arab, Koto, no matter how large an area is needed to accommodate their needs. So if the Tzedek is to have an area of 100 Miso, so then they can set up in the Chitzel, even in Yochid. Can set up in the chitze that is exclusively shase over an area that is 100 or so. But suppose it's ishayor, and they only need an area that obeys Zion to accommodate the needs. And they set up the chitzes that is exclusively shase over an area that is based on Zion more than the needs, so then the chitze is not enough. That's according to Chacham. And according to according to Rabbi Yudeh, a Yochid can only set up a Mechitza that is exclusively Shasa, exclusively Arev, over an area of Beis Hasayim, of Beis Hasayim. And a Shayore can set up a Mechitza that is exclusively Shasa, exclusively Arev, Kotov, as much as the needs of a Shayore. So we have three sheets. Now then the Gemara says, Hoto Reiki, Rav Nachman Amir Alei Vidoresh, Dvorim Shomar Bifnechem Toyesim, Biyodi, Bram Kachom, Yochid Beisner Lebisusayim, Shnayim Beisner Lebisusayim, Shloim Shanase Shayore, Vineisner Potsov. So in other words, that Rav Nachman passed like Rav Yudin. Now, so what is, here again says Esikash, Rabbanu requires to pass a bor on the basis of bor. So his discussion is, why does he have to set up a pass a bor? Let him set up two passes of a heavy tefach plus, and then less than three tefachim removed one from the other. So then, on the basis of bor, he'll have a mechitze of seven tefachim, of seven tefachim. So Taisa says, Mishlima, Mishidamun, this is the Tamil, the whole Mechitze Sheim Shal Shasa Yare, Ein Mechitze, Vimoyu, Shnei Pasi, Sheim, the Halacha Babo, how do we keep Mechitze Shal Shasa alone? Not Shasa Barev together. Not Shasa Barev together. So the Masho explains it, that this Sabbath Taisa is in accordance with the Shita of the Yisib Rabu. Because who says that Chol Mechitze Sheine Shal Shase Re'ara Re'im Mechitze? Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudah says. And Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudah himself is matir to the extent of the Beit Zior, even for a Yochid. And for a Shayore, so is matir a Mechitze Shal Shase or Shal Arevo to the extent of Sheish Zor, of six Beit Zor. But not for Zor. Suppose the Tzolchon is 100 Miso. So, Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudah is not material even for a Shayor. So the Masho says, the reason in Ahmad, according to Rachomi, and according to Rabbi Yudah, who are material vis-a-vis Shayor, they are material. They are material. Kol Tzolchon. So then, by Suke, he can set up on the basis of Wobud, two passi, with a heavy tefach plus each pass, and less than three tefachim, one removed from the other. But Rabbani says pass a bow in order that that should be satisfactory, should be sufficient, even a limit of Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudah. So, except for Shayor, I'm sorry. And a limit of Yisib Rabbi Yudah even regarding Shayor. So, a Mechitze of Shasri, of exclusively Shasri, is only effective. So, a Mechitze of exclusively Shasri is effective with Holtzokhe, only regarding So it's only effective, it's never effective for whole Torah, but it's only effective to the soul, or to the change the soul, even for a shayot. But the whole Torah, it's not effective. So that means that according to the reason for the view there, a mechitza that is exclusively shasi, even Gabi Shabbos, is not really effective. It's only effective to the extent of Bezor, or 3 Bezor, or 6 Bezor, at most, not more. So in Melee, by Suke, it will not be good over here. Mashenkin, according to Rabbi, Mashenkin, according to Rabbi, who says that vis-a-vis Shayot, so then Mechitza exclusively Shas is effective. The whole Tochayen, no matter how large a Melee it is, as long as it is commensurate with the needs of the people who camped in a certain place, so then, even by Suke, a Mechitza that is exclusively Shasi will be sufficient. This is how the Masha explains. Now, let's see again the Rosh of the Mogla Bor. Because of Masha, the Heimat, Timon Tov Chesh Lamed, Sifal, the Heimat of Rabbi Yisim Rabbi, aber nan kein und die konne konne Tochter sich immer hat mich zu schicken. Und für diese nicht morgen abzahlen. Aber die Chitze schon lange, Tochter ist mit ihm wohl. Now this is something else. Now the Mugabo mentions what is the said that the Zayin on the Beit, but in case of the Ramas, Mal the Tein Echad Lomid Amin and Trey Lomid Goyan. So this is the real actions. Die Tieske mit Schnee Chabonim schulden in Jesam mit Kepa, weil mir ein Lobel gleich kommt, der kann mit Ehren, die Makik mit Schnee Chabonim, wo ich mich schneien sage, weil mir ein Holzum, wo ich dir wohl mich ein Jahr. So the first expression of the Mabon is explanatory of the Rosh, of the Mashos Pshat in the Tesves, in the Tesves, here that you die on the Dalet, at the end. In other words, that when Rabbame says, Pasabo Masho Matabusuke, he requires Pasabo Masho in order that it should be satisfactory in according to Rabbi Yisim Rabbi Yudeh. But in Rabbame, according to the Chachomim and Rabbi Yudeh, so two passes of Hetit and Machtlos will be not. Now, the other expression of Rabbo is explanatory of the other tenses. Of the other tenses. Who am bin hosom to itiro vishayot. So in other words, what does Tesis say? So here Tesis says that even according to Rabbi Yudeh, even according to Rabbi Yudeh, so who is matik, bishligabi shayor, called a mechitza that is exclusively shasi or exclusively arev, chotzochein, even for an unlimited area, as long as it is commensurate with the needs of the people. Only the people, so the name of Baisuke, Mechitze, that is exclusively Shase, will be sufficient. But a Mechitze that is exclusively Ane will not be sufficient. So, you see, so there are two things. One is the Masho says two things. One thing that the Masho says, as an explanation of the tasteless that the Zionum would base, the Brahmas from Maui, the Hadlo, the Abun, and the Yorubuya. So Tesis says, "Am Yun Hosom to Itiro Bishayot." So Tesis Kashi was the Tizke Bishnei Chavonim Shuvion Yeser Mitepach Vamino Lavut Veoch Bishnayim Sage. So Tesis Teretzis, "Am Yun Hosom to Itiro Bishayot." So the Masho says the Pshat in this Tesis is that according to Rabbi Yude, and the Masho says that Tesis passes like Rabbi Yude because Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman himself was machriya like Rabbi Yudeh. So the Meila Tesis says that Allah is like Rabbi Yudeh, not like the Chachonim, but like Rabbi Yudeh. What does Rabbi Yudeh say? That vis-a-vis Shayore, so we can set up in the Chitze that is exclusively Shase or exclusively Aren, L'chol Tzachay. But vis-a-vis Yochi, we can only set up in the Chitze to the extent of this society. Of a Tishberes, of an area of 5,000 Amos square, 100 by 50, 150. This is what the Bible says, and we pass like the Bible. So Tesis says that according to the Bible, the way we pass, so Gabisuke, A mechitze that is exclusively shase will be sufficient, will be effective. A mechitze that is exclusively aneh will not be effective. Will not be effective. Now, why a mechitze that is exclusively shase will be effective according to Rabbi Yehuda, even though Rabbi Yehuda himself is only matir, a mechitze that is exclusively shase, vis-a-vis a shayor, but vis-a-vis a yochi, he's only matir and mechitze that is exclusively shase to the extent of base society, not for an hour, but only vis-a-vis a shayor. So Rabbi Yehuda is matir, a mechitze that is exclusively shase. So the answer is, if it is effective by Shabbos, Ligabi Ashayore, so by Sukkah it's effective in Ligabi Yohim, because Tabi Sukkah there is no distinction between Yohim and Shayore. Ligabi Shabbos there is a distinction. So this is the reason as to why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who is Mati, a Mechitze that is exclusively Shas, or exclusively Are, Ligabi Shayore, Kotz Ocheyem, even in our the day, so maybe by Sukkah will also be matir. A mechitze that is exclusively shasa, even with Gabriel. Mashenke, a mechitze that is exclusively aneh, so too Rabbi Yehuda will be matir at Gabi Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda will be matir at Gabi Shabbos, but he will not be matir at Gabi Sukkah. So this is the kashi. So the mashu, the mogadron, es the kashi. Vizeh dechegot. Shebiare bloi behane. Why? A mechitze that is exclusively ame. So, bloi behane. Why? By suki. Kit bloi behane le shayon. Since by Shabbos it's only effective by shayore, so by suki it's not effective only. Uvishase mehane by suki. So what's the logic? That's the kasha. So this kasha is directed not against the mashor, because the mogadron is not massive, and the mashor's pshat is. It seems from the mogadron that the mogadron agrees that this is the pshat in the tesis of Dibur HaMaskol, Ma'ori Teile Chadva Udambin on Treilo Udloyam. So tesis says, so what's the pshat in Tesis? That a mechitze that is exclusively ame is not effective Gabi Sukkah. If Malim Rabiud, but a mechitze that is exclusively shase is effective Gabi Sukkah. Why is it effective Gabi Sukkah in vis-a-vis Yohi? Because since Gabi Shabbos is effective vis-a-vis Shayore, so maybe it's effective vis-a-vis Yohi Gabi Sukkah. Even though a mechitze that is exclusively aneh is also effective vis-a-vis Ashayore Gabi Shabbos, but Gabi Sukkah it's not effective all yet. What's the logic? So that's the kasha. So this kasha is really directed against Tesis. The Mogadron is not arguing with the Mashor that this is the pshat in the Tesis. The Ramas from Malu Teila Chadol Udavino Teila Udavino. But then the Mashor's pshat in the other cases, that Yitzayim and Adalek, when he says, he has the kasha, why does Ravame require a pasabo mashu? Let him set up two pasi. Let him set up two pasi of hefetetach plus. So, hefetetach plus. Now, this mechitze is set up in a vertical plane, not in a horizontal plane. So it's in shase. Now, in shase, according to the beauty, so Jesus himself says, sins. A mechitze that is exclusively shase is effective Gabi Shabbos vis-a-vis Shayoro, so maybe it's effective Gabi Sukkah vis-a-vis in Yochim. Yochim. So, why does Teisa say here that Rabame mentions that the Pasabo Mashu, not two passive of Hefetetach plus each? Because Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudah says, Chol mechitze shei yishol shase ve'are ve'in mechitze. V'im hoyu shei pasi, shei mcholechot abo, hanu eki mechitze shol shase. And mechitze shol shase. And according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudah, so even in mechitze shol shase, even gam in shayor, so in mechitze shol shase is not effective with chol tzoche, only to the extent of shei shvizot. So Mimele, Vaisuta, it's not a technical. This is our experience. This Pshat in case says, in case of Dr. Zion, they will not go reject. And how does he explain? How does he explain case of Seves Dr. Zion? He is not fairly can the Pshat in case of Dr. Zion. And that Pshat in the Mashon is not fairly. But he says it's a Deicha. What Tetzah says is a Deicha. But he is fairly can the Mashon's Pshat in case of Dr. Zion. So he says the Pshat in Tetzah that Yudzai means that Havane mentions Pasavo in order that it should accord, it should be satisfactory, even according to the basic of Abude. But according to the Abude, and according to the Chachonim, even Chaname, Havane doesn't require that to Pasavo Mashu. So two passes with heavy tepach plus each pass is enough. But according to the basic of Abude, so by suke we require pasavo mashu, two passes, heavy tetako mashu each, is not enough. Why is it enough? Because according to the basis of Rabbi Yude, even vis-a-vis shayore, so we are not matir a mechitze that is exclusively shasi for an unlimited area. So since Gabi Shabbos we are not matir for an unlimited area, so mainly Gabi suke we are not matir at all together. Because Gabi Shabbos there could be a difference between a limited area and an unlimited area. Sukkah, there is no system. So that Pshat he doesn't like, and he says, the Pshat in Tetzah, that the Zionist, the Mogadrom says, that true, that a Mechitzah of Shase alone is sufficient, is effective, Gabi Sukkah, there's a Gemara above, but that's only if you have set up such a Mechitzah of Tani, of Lobut, and on the four sides. But if you set up a mechitzah just on three sides, so then it's nothing. So that we explain the pshat in the Gomorrah, longest wise. So the pshat is very reasonable. In other words, because actually a mechitzah has to be sosum on all four sides. But the law is shtayim til chosom shlishat mutepa. If you have actual mechitzahs, shlemis of shtayim, and one actual mechitzah of mutepa. So then, al-Kidin, we consider that the fourth side is also sosum, but only when you have actual mechitzes on two sides, and an actual mechitzes of Intefa on the third side. So then, al-Kidin, the fourth side is considered sosum. But if we don't have actual mechitzes, and the mechitzes are only based upon the law of love, that we imagine that they can extend one to the other, and they come in contact with each other. So true, it's good enough on this side. But we couldn't say that just because there is a lot of love, that it is sosum on this side where they come in. I said that it's sosum on the fourth side that is completely false. That we don't say. So there's the pshat. There's the pshat in cases. This is what Mogadrom says. So he said as follows. Hello. We came in on the Tzrich and we don't have any Matthesis. Lema Shehim Shalei Alim in the Ufese. Mushikos of Marsho. And we got names here. Kid do have a Mechitzel of Mishayor. Mushikos of Simon Shin Samer. There we pass like a Jude. We have a Mechitzel Muro. Vulmahane Elim came. Ye is Dalit Fanis. We call it Kone Pochet Mugim. If I'm all the four sides here, Kone Pochet Mugim. The Rei Mashna Vitu. So we understand it. Longest wise, you understand it. But how does it fit into the notion of Tetzah? Tetzah says, we should be able to receive the Tamil the Chitze, the Shon Shasa, the Ara. In the Chitze, in Roy, you should be passing. Shein, the Cholechad Abo, Havalot, in the Chitze, Shon Shasa. What does it do? With Kol Mechitzah Shein Yishol Shasa Ve'ara Ve'yim Mechitzah. Tetzah should say, because actually we have to have that the Sukkah should be Sosum on the four sides. And if we have Mechitzah's Mures, if we have Mechitzah's Mures on three sides, two Mechitzah's Mures Shlemes, and one Mechitzah Gmure of Itefah, with. So then it's considered that the fourth side is also sosum. Mashiachim, if we don't have actual mechitzes on three sides, So then we cannot say that the foresight is also Zosom. Why do states accept the relationship? Bechol mechitze she'in v'shol shaseh v'yareh eine mechitze. What? Or barely does it mean? We understand the wrongness of Tesis Teretz, the way the Mubarak explains it. But how does it fit into the Roshan of Tesis? On the contrary, as far as the Roshan of Tesis text is concerned, so that fit, the Mashos Pshat fits the Roshan of Tesis. But it doesn't fit, the Mubarak Pshat doesn't fit the Roshan of Tesis. So we have to say that the Pshat, according to the Magavon, Teitzves only wants to prove that the Mechitze, that is of Shase alone, is not an actual Mechitze. It's a big Mechitze. Because we apply the law of God, so imagine as if the coming extended, so there is no Pirtze, so it's completely Sosa. But actually, not that mechitze, so it's like the law of Gudas mechitze, Gudakis mechitze. It's not an actual mechitze, it's a constructed mechitze. Our Pidin, we imagine, we construct the mechitze, our Pidin. Theoretically, we construct the mechitze, even if we imagine that there is a mechitze, like Gudasi, like Gudakis. But an actual mechitze is it. So, in many ways, how do we see that? Because we could argue that if the halacha declares what, and that it's considered zosum, so even though in Tzias we don't have the date of 740, but since our beginning we apply halacha of what, so it is just as good. So he mentions Rai. We see that he could have Shabbos. So Reb Yude says that Rav Yehuda says, "Kol mechitze she'in shol shase v'yareh ein mechitze." In other words, vis-à-vis a yochid, so he cannot be mitalter kol tzolchei. Kol tzolchei in an unlimited area. If the mechitze is exclusively of shase, why not? But we apply the law of lovut. So the answer is, lovut only implies now. Now, as far as the Bogavon Pshat in this case is concerned, so then it is the same Shikha as the Rambam. But, and that is Tesis Shikha. All over that, Ligab Yisrach, if you have Avi or Tophes Megim. So, most Shemim say that it's also Mishikah. There are some Shemim who explain the Gemara and just the reverse. I mean, the Gemara, Dr. Tessa Bidalo. What is the pshat of Tesis? In the Ram, in Rashi, Zemit Sarim Mishem Tachto. That means Chachposel in Sukkot Tano, Poches Midimu, or perhaps Poches Midalu in Sukkot Deo, according to many Rishayim. So, it's even Mishem Tachto. But other Poches Midimu, Ben Sukkot Tano, Ben Sukkot Deo, is the Sarim Ben Mishem Tachto. Now the question is, why is Mishem Tachto? If it's Pachas Midimu, so there's a lot of world. So there is no other. So obviously, according to these Hashemim, and that's most Hashemim explain the Gemara that you test that way, that Avia, Pachas Midimu, so it's also Mishitachto, and that's the Tzachar Mishitachto also, it's also Mishitachto, but there is a lot of world. So obviously, world, according to these Hashemim, does not imply that we mamish have schach over in the vacant space. The halacha of lovut is only that it's not considered as a pirtze. It's awesome. But it's awesome. It's not poetry. It's not poetry. It is awesome. It's not a pirtze. If the vacant space is less than 3 tefachim, so it's considered awesome. It's not considered, but it's not considered as the schach extended. It's awesome. It's not poetry. There is no pirtze. An open, less, then 3 tefachim wide is no pirtze out of it. But it's not considered that there is schach. It's not considered that the kone extends. Here is the kone, here is the kone. And 2 tefachim in between. So it's not considered as if the kone extends from here to here. That we don't say. We don't say that the kone extends. But it's not a pirtze. If it's not a pirtze. So the halacha is So he says, Ligabe suke. So we say in some way. So the Gemara says, the whole mechitza shenim shoshas liyare in mechitza. We count the control. Why? Because we do not have a full mechitza over the whole side. But since it is sosa, the halacha of Mordechai implies that it is sosa. But we do not have a full mechitza. So mele we count the control on its sosa mirabono. But with Rabbi Shayore, since it only involves the Nisar Rabbanon, so the Chachomim won't matter without the Kotzov. Excuse me, one second. So the Chachomim won't matter without the Kotzov. But only without the Kotzov. But if there is an extra space that is not even necessary for the needs, so then it's also without it. It's also without it. So you see from that Timore, that even when we apply on it, it's not considered as an actual mechitzah. It's indeed. It's considered also. But an actual mechitzah it is. Because if it had been considered an actual mechitzah, so then why shouldn't Tigmi Yochid be allowed to be mitar to Kotzokon? And why should a Yochid and Isha Yochid be limited only to the need? In other words, if the need is to have an area of 100 Yisrael, so then a yechitze that is exclusive mishase is effective. But if the need is only to have two Yisrael, and he made an extra, and the area has an extra Yisrael, so then the mechitze is not effective. If it's an extra mechitze, so who cares? So we see from this Gemara that even when we apply Lovel, it's still not considered an actual mechitze. And the reason it's not considered an actual mechitze is from the halacha by Yischar. Because by Yischar, it's done in many shaytaka. If it had been managed, as if the Yischar had extended from one corner to the other, so why should it be also a shaytaka? So we see that it's not an actual mechitze. That's the reason. So since it's not an actual mechitze, so it's not an actual mechitze in the rice. But the reason is why the Chachomim or the Chalek, Ben Shayore, Ben Yochim, Kol Tzorchon, Nach Kol Tzorchon, because that's in the Rabbonos. Because Midraise, it's not necessary to have an actual mechitze Gabi Shabbos. Midraise, all that is necessary Gabi Shabbos, it should be blocked up. So since the halacha of Lomot implies it's no pirtze, and it's also, even though it's not an actual mechitze, so it's good enough. So it affects the Mishnah Yochid. But with the Rabbanon, we require an actual mechitze, not just that it should be so. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda distinguishes between Shayore and the Yochid, Kol Tzorchon, not Kol Tzorchon. But all this shows that on the Reise level, it's not an actual mechitze. But even though it's not an actual mechitze, but on account of the halacha of Mavud, so so it is. So midraise that is enough, as long as it is also. As Tesla says at the beginning of Sukkot and Shabbos, the mechitzes of Shabbos is only when they are able up. The whole purpose of mechitze is that you should be also. We don't need an actual mechitze. So it is, but an actual mechitze it is. So the fact that midrabonon and mechalei between Shayore and Yochid and between Kol Tzorchon and Rod and Tzorchon indicates that midraise it's not an actual mechitze gemurah. This is what the Mordechai wants. That's the question. Alright, now. So that is very understandable. Now the question is, what's the pshat in the other cases that the Masho says in the Tetzveh that the Zion and Dalai and the Mordechai is not even chilek on the Masho's pshat in that case. But he says it's a deich. Tetzveh here, according to Masho's pshat, distinguishes between a mechitze that is exclusively shase and a mechitze that is exclusively avodah. So a mechitze that is exclusively shase exclusive nishase is effective gavisuke. As long as you can call it a bombsha, as long as you set up such a mechitze under the foresight. But suppose you set up kanya, I mean the vertical plane, kanya, under the foresight.